shave your head off. Just baked a cake. Just put the icing on it and everything, which is real nice. I was sitting on the table, and in comes a little child, very curious, and you see him going with their fingers and their hands, just like this, to the cake. You holler out,
"Don't do that. Don't stick your fingers in that cake."
Okay.
They are probably after the icing with their fingers.
Mm-hmm. You don't want them to touch it, do you?
Uh-uh.
So you say,
"Don't touch that cake."
Okay. Or, "Don't you..."
"Don't bother that cake."
Okay. Would you say that?
Oh, yes. I've said that a lot of times.
How would you say that?
Yes, I remember when I used to bake my cakes and put them up for Christmas. And before I put them up, I'd say to your daddy and to Mary, I'd say, "Don't touch that cake. Don't touch it." And then I would take them and put them up. I used to put them in a drawer. I had a dresser drawer. And I pulled the drawer out and I just put my cakes in there, and went in there one day, pulled the drawer out, and there was little pieces pinched off all around it before them little fingers had done, they had touched it.
So I didn't do much good for you, say, "Don't you touch
them." Yeah, I said, "Don't touch them," but they finally did touch them.
Okay, if you want something that's in another room and you ask somebody else to get it, you'd say, "Go the knife to me.
Go bring that to me."
When children play outdoor games like maybe hide and go seek, and that place that they run for, or maybe it's tag, a game of tag, what's the place called that they run for?
The base?
I think they're called base. Okay. If you throw a ball to someone, you ask them to
catch it.
Okay. So you might say, "I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught anything." That's my luck.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
Okay. Let's say that this is you speaking. "Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you."
If you have somebody working for you and you find out that they are loafing around or that they're stealing things from you, you say, "We can't keep him around here anymore. We've got to..."
Let him go.
Okay. We've got to get...
Get him out from here.
Okay. Let's finish this sentence for me. "I think I'm going to just get
rid of him."
Okay. Then after you decide to tell him that, he gives you this big sob story. He says he's not going to do it anymore. He might just say, "Well, just give me one more
chance."
Okay. People who laugh a lot and are fun to be with, they're said to have a good sense of...
Sense of humor.
Okay. If you see somebody who's in a very good mood, this is the same word, you say, "He is in a very good..."
Good humor.
Okay.